Hello and welcome to your Sunday Supplement. It's a regular look back at the events of the past 7 days and you look forward to what's coming up over next week. The team this week is Assistant Editor Carl Jones, Business Editor Amy Bold and Shropshire Magazine Editor Neil Thomas. I think we're going to kick off, Amy, with you've had a look at some of the stories making the headlines this week.
Yeah, sure. One of the biggest stories we've had this week has actually been something that's been running for the last 6 weeks. Sarah Dunn, who's a 14-year-old schoolgirl from the Bridge North area, she went missing about 6 weeks ago. She lives in Lentwardine. She attends the school in Ditton Priors. She has this week been found safe and well, which is great, and in Leicester. It happened after police put an appeal out to the Muslim community over in Leicester. It appears that Sarah had been taking a keen interest in Islam before she disappeared. Obviously, everybody's relieved that she's home, safe and well, but her family have yet to talk to us.
So it's a happy ending to a story there. And I think also that there's another story that's caught your eye from the past week.
Yeah, I think this is brilliant. Stavros Flatley, which are the Greek dancing duo from Britain's Got Talent, which arguably should have won the whole thing because I had tears running down my face when I was watching them, are going to turn the lights on at Telford Shopping Centre. It's probably going to be the only light switch on that I have ever attended, but if this pair are going to be dancing, I'm going to go and have a look.
Now, I noticed there was a silence there when you said Stavros Flatley and the best thing on X Factor. Well, no idea why that was. If we move on to sport, I think that, Neil, you've been having a look at the fortunes of Shrewsbury and Telford.
Yes, absolutely, Andy. Some interesting fixtures to look forward to this weekend, and a chance for both Telford and Shrewsbury to make some progress in their league positions. Town will be looking to consolidate their promotion push with a trip to Torquay United, who are struggling a bit in League Two, whereas Telford will be hoping to hit top gear when they entertain Vauxhall Motors, who I'm led to believe is a club based in Ellesmere Port, and they play them at the new Bucks Head.
I think Telford have been sort of having a peculiar season. They're 9 points separating the top 10 teams.
Absolutely, they're a bit up and down. Telford, they got off to a flying start and then they've hit a bit of a slump in recent weeks. But I guess this will be a good opportunity to get back on track here, because Vauxhall Motors is struggling at the wrong end of Blue Square North. And with home advantage, I think Telford will be looking to push on.
Cool. And then I think there's plenty, Carl, coming up over the next week or so.
Yeah, you'll be relieved to know there are only 47 shopping days left till Christmas. But there's no need to panic, because we're bringing you two supplements over the coming week, which should help to give you some gift ideas. On Tuesday, we've got a Christmas in Telford supplement, which is a look at what not only the town centre have got planned, alongside Stavros Flatley switching on the Christmas lights.
Yay for Stavros.
But also some of the district centres, obviously Wellington, Madeley, there's a lot of money being thrown at that place at the moment. And then on Thursday, Christmas in Shrewsbury, we'll be doing exactly the same. A couple of interesting features to look at, one that you know more about, Andy, than I do. Tomorrow, it's the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, and you found a Shropshire woman who was there.
Indeed, virtual Shropshire. There's a photographer there, Sabine, who used to live in Weimar, which is about 70 or 80 miles from Berlin. She spent all of her formative years there and went up to Berlin shortly after the fall, which was on the 9th, as you say, of November 20 years ago. So there's an interview with her, and that will appear, I think, on page 8 on Monday.
Yeah, tomorrow. And one other one, interesting one for page 8, a really nice heartwarming story, which we're looking at for Tuesday. There's a local beat bobby called Bill Williams from Whistonstow, who 50 years ago this year got involved in one of these summer camping expeditions where he invited some local youngsters to camp in the countryside, and he saw them enjoy themselves and come out of themselves so much that he set up an annual summer camp on the Longmynd, and it's been going ever since. And this year it's just celebrated its 50th anniversary, still going strong. Bill obviously is in his 80s now, so he doesn't play quite such a hands-on approach, but we've talked not only to him but to some of the youngsters who've benefited from this over the past 50 years, and it's a real heartwarming community story.
Great, so that's one to look forward to next week, and we'll be back on Monday with your regular news bulletins, and then we'll be back next weekend with your podcast. Thanks for joining us.